Christmas has such vintage songs that are sung around this year, or even listened to around this year. Listen to this hit from Brenda Lee, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Hard for me not to hear that song and not think of Home Alone and him setting up that train set and all the different things that were going on there. Well, Johnny Marks was this incredibly versatile composer, and he put together Christmas tunes in an amazing way, and he added to the popularity of rock music with this 1958 composition. Marks is addressing the relatively well-behaved teenagers of the 1950s who were enjoying a Christmas party hop with caroling, mistletoe, and pumpkin pie. And so there's this certain harmless innocence and merriness that is conveyed here. And while the last line refers to the new dancing style as a new old-fashioned way of noting that while dancing styles change, they have a tendency to become old hat rather soon. Brenda Lee made this the most popular Christmas song of 1960, and the seventh most popular of all time. Lee, who had been born in Lithonia, Georgia in 1944, has been singing since she won a talent contest at the age of five. And in 1955, Little Miss Dynamite appeared on Red Foley's Ozark Jubilee television show, and the following year signed a contract with Decca Records. In the 1960s, Lee blended country and rock styles to become a popular performer with such hits as I'm Sorry or All Alone Am I and Break It to Me Gently. Still a world-renowned touring artist, Lee signed with Warner Brothers Records in 1991. Well, as I was reflecting on this song, it made me stop and think about the whole idea of what holly represents. And we see that in Christianity, holly was adopted as a symbol of Christ's crown of thorns. The crimson berries was a symbol of his blood, and the evergreen a metaphor for life after death. And so we have this tradition of decking halls with boughs of holly, and it continues today. But as I was thinking about him, I was thinking about Jesus, what he went to on behalf of us. It says here that he was being mocked in Matthew chapters 27, beginning at verse 27. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole battalion before him, and they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his right hand, and kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spit on him, and they took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him and led him away to crucify him. And Christmas brings us to Good Friday. And Good Friday ultimately will get us to Easter, and Easter to the Ascension, and then ultimately being at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. Christmas leads us toward heaven.